Parents and teachers are reacting to the draft plan from Boston schools for reopening this fall. The school system has publicly released the plan, which lays out options for students and details about health protocols. Along with Boston, other districts across the state are revealing their plans in advance of a state deadline next week. To tell us more this morning, WBUR's Kerry Young joins us now. Hi there.
Good morning.
So before we get the reaction to the city of Boston's plan, give us the overview of what's included in the plan. What did it spell out?
So the plan included two main models, the fully remote and the hybrid model of learning. And it went into more details about especially what that hybrid model would look like. You know, there'd be two main groups of students. One would go in on Monday and Tuesday, the other on Thursday and Friday. You know, it has allowances for English learners and students who have special needs to go in more days than that. And it also allowed for one cleaning day in between. And then there were details about health protocols, like what to do with a suspected case. There were mask requirements. They're also planning to space students 6 feet apart, the plan said. And it also went into some bus policies, one student per bench, that kind of thing. And the other important detail in the plan was that the first day of classes would start on September 10th.
I take it this is not set in stone and there are still factors to be determined, Kerry?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of wiggle room built into this plan, including very specific dates and even metrics. The only really specific date actually that we have is that class start date of September 10th. But the district is really building in a lot of flexibility here, it seems like, to determine when kids would be going back into the classroom, especially. Superintendent Brenda Caselia said in a press conference yesterday that any in-person learning would be determined from, you know, infection rate metrics from the Boston Health Commission. But we also don't know what those numbers are yet. They have not revealed those. And whatever those numbers do say, or whenever those numbers do say it's okay to return, the district is planning to phase students back in slowly, with first through eighth graders going back in first, followed by high schoolers, and then kindergarten classes would come in last. There are also other little details like bus routes and class start times still need to be worked out. And then a couple of interesting details the districts say they're working on, like they say they're looking for different partnerships with groups like the Boston After School and Beyond that could help with things like childcare for students whose parents have to be at work during the time when they're scheduled to be learning remotely.
Okay, Kerry, now the reaction. What kind of response have you heard from teachers and from parents?
Well, I reached out to the Boston Teachers Union, and BTU President Jessica Tang says on one hand, she really does see some aspects of the plan that reflect her teachers' concerns, but there are still some major issues she sees in this plan, like assurances, and this was one big issue for them, that ventilation systems would be appropriately upgraded, and also that teachers, she said, have a lot of concerns around this idea of simultaneous teaching. And that's where teachers are going to be asked to manage students both in the classroom and then logging in online at the same time. So here's what she had to say.
The plan itself still is not reflective of the conversations we're having there entirely. And so we'll continue to advocate because it doesn't seem like this is the right way to start at all.
Now, the district is very quick to point out that this is just a first draft. Senior BPS advisor Tammy Poos told reporters in a virtual press conference yesterday that they really do want community feedback on this and that they plan to use what they hear. Now, parent feelings, from what I've heard so far, were also mostly really opposed to any kind of in-person learning options. There were a lot of parents that logged in and spoke during the public comment period during last night's school committee meeting. And most parents, like Tarina Harrison, who had a fifth grader at Orchard Garden, said, you know, she's really uneasy with this idea of sending her child into an actual classroom next year. And this is what she said.
It's unfair to send our children back to school to try to learn from a teacher who will have an extra task of trying to keep our children social distance from each other. It is safer for them to learn through Zoom until COVID is no longer a serious yet deadly threat to all of us.
Now, there were a few people who spoke last night, too, who did express concerns about the all-remote options, mostly about the equity issues that that poses.
All right, beyond Boston, Carrie, tell us what we know about what other area school districts are planning for this fall.
Well, we just heard this week that Somerville schools will begin the school year all remotely. And in Cambridge, there is a proposed plan we're seeing for an all remote start for grades 4 through 12, with exceptions for students with disabilities and the very youngest students. They would be coming back in person. But really, I think we'll be seeing a lot more of these plans coming out or being made public in the next few days, because that official due date of August 10th is coming up quickly.
All right, much more coming on this very soon. WBUR's Carrie Young, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.